Kenny, thank you so much for helping me out on a Thursday evening in T-Town.
Oh, no problem. No problem. It's always a blessing to help out when I can.
Absolutely. And let me just get an update. What are you doing right now as you prepare for the upcoming May draft?
I've just been on just staying focused, you know, enjoying my time with my kids, you know, the little time I do have when I'm not working out, and, you know, just enjoying the process and just waiting on, you know, the draft to come so I can hear my name called in one of the rounds, you know, so I can just prove a lot of people wrong, you know, and show my talent.
And looking at what you give the NFL team, and I watched you last pro day, and you were able to turn in a good performance, but you were able to showcase your skills there. What do you continue to think that you need to work on to get your name called out in the upcoming NFL draft?
I still think I can get better in a lot of areas. I mean, I still think, you know, I still can polish up routes, still polish up my hands, but no, that's all come with being a receiver. You got to learn through this process and learn to become great. But that's all the greats did. You know, they just didn't believe that they was good. They listened and learned from other players and got better themselves.
Yeah, but Kenny, I think it's something about Alabama. I mean, I look at A.J. McCarron because he takes a lot of criticism as well. I mean, you're close to A.J. You've caught balls from him for a number of years, and he's receiving a lot of that same criticism that they try to critique Alabama more, I think, because Alabama's in the spotlight. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, but, you know, that just comes with life of being, you know, underrated at some point. You know, that's just a point when you just come out and just prove, you know, every guy, you know, that looked at you wrong or, you know, doesn't believe you wrong. You just go out there, you know, like A.J. had a stellar performance, you know, this year. You know, he's one of the great quarterbacks I've played against since I've been playing football. You know, I got a lot of mad love for A.J. You know, he's like my brother. So, you know, but for see him, you know, to get as much, you know, shine, and, you know, get talked about as it is, you know, it's kind of disrespect. But I know A.J. going to come in, you know, and do what he got to do and show the scouts, you know, that he can be a great leader like he was at Alabama.
Have you been working with A.J. as well?
Yeah, we just got finished doing a workout this morning. You know, we still talk on the phone almost every other day to make sure he's got his head straight, you know. And if he need me to come run routes with him, you know, I'm always, you know, on the go for him, come catch balls with him, make sure, you know, he feel comfortable.
And A.J. said last week, he said, you know, to watch Kenny Bell go out and do all his workouts. He also talked about Kevin Norwood as well. But A.J. said he was going to pick up supper last pro day, last Wednesday night. Did he buy your supper, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, well, he didn't get a chance to buy. You know, I had left because, you know, my kids had a little event the same day, so I had wind up going home after pro day. But he still told me, you know, he talked about it today, but, you know, it's still on deck for us to go out to eat.
Absolutely, and I want you to order the biggest steak you can find. I mean, he feeds those offensive linemen, or he did, every week, and so he needs to make sure Kenny Bell's fed as well.
Yeah.
Kenny, Can you see A.J. getting better? I mean, have you noticed a change in his play and sort of ironing out some of the kinks and what he's able to perform? Do you see him getting better?
Yeah, I mean, like by me being with A.J. since 09, from playing on the scout teams, you know, to watch him grow as a player to the starting quarterback to win, you know, back-to-back national championship, you know, he always improving. You know, I see him improving when he gets to the league because A.J. is a great quarterback, you know. He got a great mindset of wanting to learn and wanting to get better. You know, he wanted his name to be up there with one of the greats, and that's what it set out to be. You know, ever since I've known A.J., he had the mindset of being great and being one of the great quarterbacks at Alabama. So I figured that, you know, whenever he get his name called and whatever team he gets to him, you know, he's going to show them, you know, A.J. McCarron, that he was at Alabama, you know, and I got mad respect for him.
Kenny, how in the world did we get you out of Louisiana to come to Tuscaloosa?
Well, I mean, it was a hard decision, but, you know, I really didn't make the decision. I had my mom with me. You know, a couple of my best friends made the decision for me. But, you know, but when it came down to it, I just wanted to be different, you know. You know, I got mad love for the LSU because I had a lot of homeboys and friends that play there. But at the same time, I just wanted to be different. You know, I wanted to come somewhere where I can just get my name known and meet new people because by me being in Louisiana all my life, you know, I just thought it was time for a change.
You ever go back and sort of flash a little bit of that jewelry that you're able to win here in T-Town?
Well, whenever I do get the chance to see my rings, I haven't seen my rings since I was home. Before we played in in New Orleans in January. My mama got him here so tight, so I really don't get a chance to see him like talking about.
Absolutely. And, Kenny, is there one of those national titles that means more to you than the other one?
I have to say it's the when I played in New Orleans in 2011. It's because, you know, I really didn't get a chance to play in two of the national championships because I had a knee injury and against Miami and then against Texas, redshirted. But that would mean more to me. I can go back home to play in New Orleans because, you know, the Superdome is what what high school state championship was played in, and I never got a chance to play in it. So, you know, it was like a dream come true. You know, I had a big play in the game, so it was fun.
I want to talk about your coach, Nick Saban, because we don't know the Nick Saban that you know behind the scenes, that cares about the players, that able to sort of encourage them when things maybe are not going great. Or, you know, when you lose, and I don't want to talk about Auburn and Oklahoma, but when you things don't go on well in the field, what's the Nick Saban that Kenny Bell knows like off the media spotlight, away from it?
Well, no, I have a lot of love for Coach Saban because, you know, I came in as a little boy and I left Alabama as a man. He's a coach that, you know, and no matter what you're going through, he'll be there, take his time out, you know, to see what's wrong with you, especially when I had my little incident during the middle of the season. You know, he took time, you know, he got to understand me and, you know, see where I was coming from and how I felt about everything. But, you know, he's a man with great confidence. You know, I'm glad I got a chance to, you know, be coached by him. You know, I learned a lot of things and, you know, got me ready for the real life, you know, outside of football.
Kenny, how big of a challenge is it being a high-profile student athlete but also being a family man as well? Because we see the Twitter, we see how much you love your kids and able to sort of highlight them as well. How hard is it to juggle those responsibilities?
I mean, it's a hard thing to do, but at the same time, you know, I got to handle my responsibility as a man. You know, even though it's hard for me, you know, to get to some of my kids' events and see him every day, but I go to work every day for him, you know, and every time I talk to him on FaceTime or whenever I come on, I let him know everything I do is for them, you know, and I love him very much, you know, that. So I just want them to have the life that I never had, so that's what I work hard for. Even though it's hard, I know I still manage to get through, so I just use it as motivation.
Kenny, you played the wide receiver position. We're expecting, you know, guys like Amari Cooper and others to fill the void, Christian Jones, to fill that leadership role of Kenny Bell, Kevin Norwood in the receiver group. Can you give us a little bit of insight into the talent that's at that position that maybe we don't know a lot about? The wide receivers that were behind you and Norwood this year. Talk about some of those kids. Obviously, DeAndre White, I didn't mean to miss that name. But talk about some of those guys that maybe we don't know a lot about that you expect big things from in 2014.
Oh, I expect big things from all the receivers. You know, Christian Jones, Chris Black, DeAndre White, and Amari Cooper. You know, even though the freshman Cam Sim, you know, even though we from the same area, you know, I expect big things from him. But I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing how Chris Black come out and perform this year. You know, the kid, he got so much talent, you know, by me getting a chance to watch him grow as a player over the years, just sit back and be patient because, you know, I had to talk to him plenty of times about being patient. You know, your time will come. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him do his thing this year at the receiver spot. You know, he had a lot of bright moments last season. You know, I'm just ready to see him, you know, get in there for a whole game and, you know, to see him do his thing.
Kenny Bell right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa, and I apologize. I feel like Coach Saban, my voice is absolutely gone. Spring practice. I mean, Coach Saban never yells, right?
Yeah, no, he yells all the time.
So I feel like Coach Saban as he tries to get back into the weight room. Kenny, you said you have friends that play at LSU. If one of those friends is a defensive back, what advice would you give him? How to tackle Derrick Henry at 244 pounds, 6'3", speed. We saw it against Oklahoma. Bright things in the backfield, not only with T.J. Yeldon and Kenyon Drake, but Derrick Henry as well. How would you tackle Derrick Henry?
Well, by me, you know, best receiving, by me playing a little bit of safety and defensive back in high school. I don't think I would tell him, you know, hit him low. Don't try to hit him high because, you know, Derek here, TJ Yetta, our teenage Drake will make a fool out you. So if you try to hit him up high. So my advice would be to hit him low. So.
And I know you're still connected with this team, and I know that we've heard throughout the offseason they've recreated this hunger that got you guys to winning three national titles. You're still connected with those guys. Do you see it? Do you see a new hunger out there?
Yeah, I don't know. By me coming back from pro day and by me getting a little workout in, you know, by me getting a chance to chill out with some of the guys, I see the hunger back in their eyes, you know. You know, we trying to get back to what was a year ago when we won the last national championship. You know, they feed off the losses we had this year, and they ready to determine for this season. I'm ready to see what they are going to look like this spring and ready for the season to get kicked off.
Have you met Lane Kiffin?
I met him the last time I was here. Before I was up here working out, you know, I got a chance to meet him and see how cool of a coach he was, you know.
Well, no doubt. He's got a lot of swagger, Kenny, and I know you've got that as well.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Kenny Bell right now inside the game. The final question, when you have a chance 5-10 years from now, you're done playing the game of college football, what will be the memory that you look at your kids and share about playing for the University of Alabama, wearing that crimson jersey?
I can't, you know, forget about my fans that I had, you know, the kids that I met leaving out of Alabama Stadium every day, you know, walking down the Walk of Champions. So it's just going to be the experience about winning, you know, the tradition about how everything was more organized and how you were set as a standard, you know, and everybody, you know, had a bullseye on your back no matter who you were playing against. It's just a winning attitude. I want them to know, to learn about it and how it was when I played.
But, I mean, that put pressure on you, right? I mean, Alabama fans, you've heard it, I know. 11-2, yeah, we're okay, we're happy. But Alabama fans have that expectations, and I know that, like you said, it was a standard. It's an Alabama standard that you know, we want to win national titles. And I don't think it's like any other place in the country where the expectations are this high.
Well, when you play for the best, I mean, you got to expect it, you know, team, I mean, our fans are used to winning, you know, winning national championship, because that's what we do. When you come to Alabama, you come here to win national championship. So, you know, the expectation going to be high, but, you know, that we have to live up to, you know, just take every day, you know, to get better to win national championship.